This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. Cleveland Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco is being honored for his work off the field. The fan favorite who's been with the team for 10 seasons has been named baseball's Roberto Clemente Award winner.
My first question is, who is Roberto Clemente that this award is named for?
Like, if you're around my age, you saw him play for Pittsburgh. He was a great right fielder, a perennial all-star. But that's not why you have the Roberto Clemente Award. What happened is, in 1972, Clemente was going on a plane trip from his native Puerto Rico to Nicaragua because they had a disaster there, and the plane went down, and he had all these basically food goods and medicine and everything else on his plane that he had chartered to take down there. It wasn't just Roberto Clemente writing a check. It wasn't even Roberto Clemente watching the plane kind of go there. Well, look, I bought all this. He was on it, and he planned to go down there. And he had been doing other things like that in his native Puerto Rico elsewhere. So to honor him, they came up with the Roberto Clemente Award, which would go to somebody who basically had that spirit. In other words, I want to just not only play ball, I want to put your signature on the right stuff, not just on an autograph to get paid. Carlos Carrasco kind of had the Clemente spirit in him. And then when he got married, his wife down in Tampa, where they live part of the time, you know, they served meals to the homeless. They got involved there with not just go to show up once in a while, but funding it and making sure things go right. And then there's another thing where he does Venezuela, which is his native country. A big thing he discovered there when he went back home was, number one, the nursing homes and all that were a complete mess. So he sent a lot of aid there. Two, medicine was a problem. He's been bankrolling that and kind of making sure those things go well.
This year he's been in the spotlight, diagnosed with basically what is cancer of the blood.
Exactly.
A form of leukemia.
He and his wife had already been going over to Cleveland Clinic to visit kids and that kind of stuff. And they took some of their children. They have five children with them. And one of his daughters, one time when this was before he was diagnosed with leukemia, was in the cancer ward with the kids, noticed the kids who had lost their hair because of chemo. And the daughter found out they make wigs out of people's hair.
Yeah.
So she said to her parents, you know, I want to cut a lot of my hair off so we could donate it to the kids. And that then kind of fueled, again, this was a couple years ago, their interest in kids with cancer.
How did he turn his diagnosis into more humanitarian work?
There's a thing they talk about, ministering through your pain. He'd already been involved with the kids at Cleveland Clinic, and now he found himself going there even more.
And in Cleveland, it became all summer this I Stand With Cookie,
right,
which is his nickname. He turned it into something of awareness.
Right, and his spirit is upbeat. He came back and he's fighting through a leukemia. I'll be in the bullpen. I'll do whatever you want. You know, Carrasco is the type of pitcher, too, because he's had ups and downs in his own career. He had major arm surgery on his elbow. Could have been career threatening. He came back from that.
And he loves being in Cleveland.
Yeah, he keeps signing contract extensions.
Yeah.
Remember, he signed another one before this season. So he's here for like four more years. He didn't want to leave. I think he realized, whether I stay with the Indians for $10 million a year or try to go on the open market and get 15 or whatever, and what if I get hurt?
Yeah.
This way, I'm guaranteed this, and it keeps these things going, which is almost as important to me as baseball.
And he's still going.
He's still going.
He's coming back next season, right?
That is his plan. The Indians came in, and first of all, they were saying they couldn't believe how he came back. He is considered healthy, and he said right now, you know, he's written into their starting rotation for next year. Actually, the biggest challenge now will be, where do I put most of my efforts off the field? Because there'll be so many opportunities.
Right.
You have to figure out which ones. And I think this whole thing with leukemia and cancer and that is probably getting a lot of clarity to Carlos on where he ought to go. Because, I mean, what power he has when he stands up.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.